Live from the Josh Allen bandwagon, it's Shenanigans. It's pretty full right now, dude. Like, even Yahoo Sports, who cannot stand the Buffalo Bills, said, we need to seriously consider Josh Allen being the league's MVP this year. I think Patrick Mahomes may have something to say about that.
It's a little early.
This week, it's Walden and Rich.
Hello from Walden, and also me.
And I'm Craig. How about them Bills?
How about them?
Can we just eliminate the third quarter? They've been outscored, what, 24-7 or something weird like that? They've had this problem forever, and if they actually want to be an elite team, they're going to have to get over their so-called dragging their feet in adjustment after the half.
Well, the problem is they go into the locker room at halftime, and they slam a bunch of poutine, and it's just slowing them down. So they're spending the second half of the third quarter clenching.
Did you see, it wasn't the Bills game, but it was Jalen Ramsey and his former brother-in-law. So Jalen Ramsey left Golden Tate's sister behind while she was pregnant. And so Golden Tate was going to take it out on Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey picked him up and threw him down in a tackle during the game. And then there was a huge melee after the game was over. Like, this just flying, man.
You sure that wasn't WrestleMania?
No, it wasn't WrestleMania.
Okay, just checking.
It's a good thing it's Taint and not Taint. The Golden Taint?
I just said that.
I didn't even hear you say that.
I know.
What? You might have said it in your head. I think you said it in your head.
Are we recording right now?
No.
Bye, from.
Well, speaking of the Bills, 4-0. Did you expect that after the going into the Rams game?
No.
And the Raiders aren't always a pushover unless it's the playoffs. There we go. Nice.
Hello?
I couldn't figure out why I couldn't hear you on the board.
Oh.
A button got pressed. It must be a cat walked across it.
Do we have to start over?
No. I can pull up that part.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Are you lying?
No.
Is this going to be a ghost of Matt all over again?
No. I have no idea what happened with that one because we could hear him in the ears, but we didn't see him. I didn't see him later, so I'm not sure what happened.
It clearly upset him.
Has anyone heard from Matt?
No.
Nope.
Me neither.
He did post something. He replied to a comment on Facebook, so I know he's still alive.
Okay. Or he's been hacked.
I don't know.
He was asking for money in the post, so maybe.
He was asking for money? He should ask Jed what's the best way to do that.
As aggressively as possible.
He was at my daughter's PT place the other day. I was sitting in the parking lot, and I saw him coming, and he looked. We made eye contact. I'm thinking to myself, oh, fuck. I looked at him. I said, don't even think about it. And he turned and kept on walking.
That's awesome.
What does that look for?
Are you talking about Matt?
No, okay. Jed.
I'm so confused.
Should I type slower?
Why should you do that to Matt?
No, I wouldn't do that to Matt.
I saw Jed at the Dollar Tree.
On transit?
Yeah. He hit me up.
How much you give him?
A finger wag.
All of it.
Balls deep. That's how much I gave him. You're going to work for that $3. And hold on, you're not getting the easy one.
Not at these subscription prices. So, yeah. I think the real secret is not just Josh Allen. We have an offensive line that's actually protecting him. And part of the reason that it's breaking down in the third quarter is because they're fucking tired. He's got to get rid of the ball faster.
They're fat. Bunch of fat dudes.
And they're a bunch of fat. Well, that's why they're doing such a good job of blocking. But if he's going to hold the ball that long, he's got to start getting his average yardage per pass up.
He had one hell of a pass yesterday. We were coming home from our getaway this past weekend, and I had the game on my phone while I was in the restaurant. It was a very fancy restaurant, by the way.
It was a restaurant?
Yeah. It was. I don't know. Have you ever heard of the Village Inn in Albion?
No.
It's a pretty fancy place.
So fancy, you're only allowed to stare at your iPhone.
Right. Right. At your iPhone. So I watched. There was a long pass. I'm at beginning of the fourth quarter, maybe.
To Diggs?
Yes.
Weren't they all?
Just about.
Did anyone else catch the ball all day?
Yes. Diggs didn't have a touchdown.
He's got the second most Allen does, the second most passing yards in the NFL so far this season.
Yep. Well, he had. I don't know if he still does.
Well, Rodgers hasn't played yet.
Yeah.
Because that'll make a difference. Well, it's been a crazy 2 weeks or so that we have not had a shenanigans episode. We had, what would you call it?
Wait, what?
An emotional breakdown on one person's part.
What was I listening to?
You were listening to repeats.
Oh, shit.
Listen to it on loop.
I thought it sounded familiar, but I thought it was just because I lived it.
And then...
Did I hear Charlie?
Nope. But he was there. Then we had an accidental maiming.
Yeah, it was accidental.
That's right at story, and I'm just about to it. Showtime. It was almost like you were trying to get out of it.
My wife.
My wife.
There's a sequel coming out.
I know. What
it's
a bunch
be amazing.
Of, no, it's not.
It's going to be amazing.
It is not going to be amazing.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. He's got one shtick, and he's playing it to death. He's gone from...
It works.
It worked once.
It still works. Bruno was fantastic.
No,
as
it wasn't. It was terrible.
That UFC fight? Oh, my God.
Sacha Baron Cohen is a genius.
No, he's not.
He absolutely is.
You know what? Actually, he's a very smart man. I've seen other YouTube clips of him speaking in front of people. He's amazingly intelligent.
Right.
But his comedy's fucking stupid.
No, it's not.
The first time is great, but you're doing the same shtick over and over again. Do something different. You have range. Use it.
He's using it. He's got a bunch of different characters, and he fools people in situation and he tricks them into like going along with his bullshit, and most of the time they don't even catch on until it's too late.
He tricked Isla Fisher into putting out for him, so
I don't know what that means, but
that's who he's married to. Yeah, little cute little redhead.
Isla Fisher.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What Star Trek was she in?
She was not in Star Trek.
Really? Why do you know her?
Because she's a hot little redhead. Well,
she must be a porn star then.
Nope, not a porn star.
What the fuck were we talking about?
Borat.
No, I love my wife.
Well, we were talking about the Bills. But
no, we'll come back to the Bills.
Okay, that came back to Borat.
The woman is a danger to herself.
Okay.
When there's a knife, I'm yelling at her constantly. Like, she'll just throw a knife in the dish drainer.
Thank God she doesn't have an electric carving knife.
We do, but I keep it real high where she can't reach it.
She is short. Do you hold stuff up? La, 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 la.
She'll kick him in the nuts.
Exactly. But that's why she intentionally bought us a house that only has 8-foot ceilings, so when I lift it up, it can only go so high.
Well, how come there are fist holes in the ceiling, Rich?
We were playing keep away, and I got excited. So, yeah, she was making dinner, and she cut her hand. And so that's why we had to miss the
episode. What was she cutting?
But she is okay.
Her hand.
Please say cheese. Please say cheese. Why don't you listen?
What was her intended target of cutting?
She wasn't cutting anything. She was cleaning the knife.
Oh, my God.
She was wiping it with a sponge.
No, you got to turn it over and go from the bottom. That way you miss the sharp edge.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah. She could have been doing anything.
That's like me and Poison Ivy. You look at it cross-eyed.
She's going to do it in a way that's going to scare the shit out of me and make me leave the room because she'll be cutting, like, when she cuts avocado, she cuts into her hand. Like, put it on the cutting board. All the hipsters are hacking their fingers off doing that shit. Get a clue.
Do you think I spent $2.99 of my hard-earned money to buy a cutting board for you to cut your fingers off?
I hate our cutting boards. Don't get me started. That's a whole different topic. Suffice to say, she's doing well.
Okay.
No physical therapy will be necessary or anything like that. She just needs to stop using the fucking thing so it can heal. The hand, that is.
And then we had the disaster of a personal problem here. So we missed the last couple of weeks, but we're back. I had a great weekend. How about you guys?
Yeah, I had a great weekend.
You watched the Bills game. Anything else special happen for you?
No.
No?
I didn't share a picture, but the food spread for the game was spectacular as always.
The food spread? What did your wife make for?
Well, I still had a stack of sandwiches, like 5 deep this morning for breakfast and lunch. Like a whole platter of sandwiches left over.
Really?
Yeah.
So what kind of other foods does your wife make for the game?
She made mozzarella sticks, meatball sandwiches, ham sandwiches, roast beef sandwiches, which she did like Philly cheesesteaks. But the beef is different. I don't know what the difference is, but...
It's not chopped up.
Well, it was sliced roast beef instead of...
Yeah, okay. Good Philly cheesesteak, you chop up into little bits.
And then you call the person next to you.
It's a different kind of meat. It's like cooked differently.
Could be too.
Then you throw a snowball with a battery in it at the guy next to you. That's the only way to eat a Philly cheesesteak.
You boo Santa Claus.
Yeah, exactly.
Freaking Philadelphia.
City of brotherly love, you fuckers.
Philly's the best. We're the city of brotherly love. Agree with me or I'll punch you in the face.
So what are you not going to eat next week during the Bills unintended bye week?
What?
They're supposed to play Tennessee. There's no way that game's happening. Zero chance.
Tennessee's had a major COVID outbreak.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're up to 23.
You guys got to lay it out in simple terms for me.
There's a football team. They're sick.
Like, I got confused because I thought the Raiders were the team that went to Las Vegas.
They are.
Okay, then I kept thinking it was the Rams.
No.
Because
they went to Los Angeles.
Yes, and the Chargers went to Los Angeles.
So why does Los Angeles get two teams, but they can't seem to nail down, like, what's going on? Like,
it's been a long time problem with Los Angeles.
They just keep shuffling teams.
No, it's the same teams over and over again.
Right.
But, I mean, they had the Raiders. They had the Rams. They started out with the Chargers, and then they booted the Chargers out to San Diego for sunnier climes, for real.
I don't get it.
And then the Chargers, their owner was playing hardball, and San Diego didn't want to put up as much money as what he wanted for the new stadium. Billionaires looking for billions in tax cuts. And so he said, fine, I'll move them to Los Angeles. So they played last year in L.A. to a soccer stadium that had like 9,000 people in it.
Right.
Which it's the other thing. Californians don't watch football because they got to get up at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday
to watch them.
So why do they keep giving them football teams? They don't like football.
Because it's the largest market in America.
Right. So if 1% of the Los Angeles market watches football versus 1% of the Green Bay market, it's still a big differential.
Green Bay is the smallest football market.
Exactly. That's kind of,
but LA's they like they whoop ass.
Yep.
Try getting season tickets.
It's a waiting list. You
generations.
You get willed.
Yeah. 30 plus year waiting list.
That's
to
awesome.
Get season tickets in Green Bay. And they did the one thing that I wish the Buffalo Bills could do. I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, but I like the Bills also. I live here. I want to see the local team do well. The Green Bay Packers are owned by the community. You can buy shares in the team. When they need improvements, they sell shares.
Right.
They're fucking socialists?
No.
How is that not socialism, Craig?
They still have a majority owner, and you have to purchase your shares.
It's owned by the community.
It's owned by, well, 49% of it's owned by the community.
That's socialism.
It's not socialism.
Does the team get free medical care?
No.
Socialism is politics, and we don't talk about politics. Right.
So I wish
No, it's economic theory.
You can give Terry and Kim Pegula 51% and then put the other 49% back out to the public to keep them here. That's a way to invest the community into keeping the team here. I guarantee that if the Buffalo Bills were to move out of Buffalo,
it would be Bon Jovi's fault.
Roger Goodell's house would be firebombed.
Oh, don't get me started on Bon Jovi today.
Oh, why not? What do we got?
You didn't see this?
No.
I don't know if you're a fan of Barstool Sports, if you follow the One Bite channel. Dave Portnoy is...
He wants to name the stadium.
Right. He did an episode of the One Bite Challenge with John Bon Jovi. And he's talking to John Bon Jovi, and he said, you tried to buy the Bills, right? He's like, yeah, we tried. He's like, we're trying to name the stadium, so we're hoping we get... apparently, he wants to name it the Barstool... Buffalo Barstool Bounce House or something like that. Bon Jovi says, oh, what's that going for? Like 20, 25 million? Portnoy goes, way less than that. Bon Jovi goes, well, yeah, it's Buffalo.
Fuck him.
Isn't he from New Jersey?
That's what I posted on Twitter today. He's from the armpit of America and he's busting. He's throwing shade at fucking Buffalo. All right. Thanks for taking all our super fun dirt, New Jersey.
What's a step up for them?
Mafioso are squealing just to get the fuck out of there.
Purposely going to the White House to get COVID.
There you go.
No, they just want to go into protective custody in Arizona or something.
Right. Far away from the smell.
He better never, ever show his face in Buffalo. Can you imagine if we get through all this COVID shit and they announce a Bon Jovi concert at Darien Lake or...
It's over.
I want to say the odd, but it's not the odd.
It'll be at the stadium.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
You couldn't have had all of this.
At the Barstool Buffalo Bounce House.
No, at this point, Buffalonians should gather the money together themselves. Fuck you, Bon Jovi Stadium.
Right. Crowdsourcing.
Bon Jovi sucks Stadium.
And then book them there.
The Bon Jovi
Could we
sucks.
Call, just call it the stadium in Orchard Park? No. You were contractually required to have it Bon Jovi Sucks Stadium.
The Bon Jovi Sucks Bowl.
Ralph Wilson Field at Bon Jovi Sucks Stadium. That's what I'm going for. Got to honor Ralph.
I thought he got the practice field.
That's the field. Yeah, the field. No, the field house they renamed. It's like AdPro Sports Field House or something.
I hate that they keep changing the names of places. I like the old school names, but then I realized the old school names were actually business names. Rich Stadium, Rich Products.
Right.
You having troubles there?
I got it.
Okay. Emergency beer opener.
Yep.
So do you think there'll be a season?
You know, the knife actually has a can opener in it, for the record.
It's not.
You lie. I was kidding.
It's not funny.
I'm a kidder.
I have a knife. Don't fuck with me.
Fuck you. Does the NFL finish their season?
No. No, they do not.
Bills having the greatest season in 30
right.
years.
Just give them the Super Bowl.
I think Mahomes might have something to say about that.
The last two teams with no positive tests get to play. That's the Super COVID Bowl. COVID Bowl one. Super colon blow, what?
We're driving home from Sackett's Harbor, and we're way up in the eastern part of Lake Ontario, heading down to 104, and there's this wide spot on the road, has a bunch of trailers, and it's definitely a poor part of the state. But then in the middle of a clearing, it looks like it was freshly cleared, there's a little baseball diamond, and someone had posted a sign, it's probably a 4-foot by 4-foot sign, our COVID baseball diamond. So they had canceled Little League, so a bunch of people got together, made up their own baseball diamond, and threw the sign on it. That was pretty cool, I thought.
Nice.
And I don't know, we don't talk about politics, but this is an interesting note.
No, but.
This is an interesting point. How does New York State go blue when I saw, and I went drove all the way across the state, I probably saw 20 Biden signs and 500 to 600 Trump signs.
Did you go to New York City?
I did not.
There you go.
There's nowhere to put the signs in New York City. There's no yard to stick the fucking stick in with their sign, but they're all Biden signs.
Yeah.
And they got us outnumbered like 2-1.
We need our own state electoral college.
We need to cut New York City off
of the bridges.
New Amsterdam. And congratulations.
And they can have Westchester County,
too. Enjoy
your
economy. We're going to farm.
Well, we have two things that, right? We have two things that they need outside of the farming. We have fresh water. Because they have the aqueducts and stuff and the reservoirs up in the Adirondacks.
Right. Had.
Still.
Had. And they have the electricity from Niagara Falls.
Exactly.
Had.
Had.
And then maybe then we can sell that stuff to them at the market rate rather than the cheap-ass rate that they get.
No. We'll just have free electricity.
Here?
Yeah. Throughout New Amsterdam. They can have the name New York City. They can have New York.
That's fine.
We'll come up with something else. We'll name it Fred. Who gives a fuck?
We live literally 16 miles from the power authority, and we pay in Western New York the highest electrical rates in the country.
Right. Yep. We need to cut the wire.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Shh.
It's high voltage, and you'll get electrocuted.
What if you're grounded?
Fine. I hate you. I can't wait till I'm 18.
Boy, I hear that a lot. I bet you don't hear
feelings mutual.
I bet you don't hear that often at your house, though.
It's coming
from one or two.
Two.
I was gonna say one seems way laid back and quiet.
Yeah, two is two. Got a belt shook at her today.
Oh,
yeah, not strike her.
There's the asterisk. Just the anecdote of when I was your age. If I talked to my mother like that,
dude, that's exactly what it was. She's given my wife attitude for trying to help her get her schoolwork done. I would have no teeth.
I know how old she is because I have a daughter the same age.
Yeah.
Who today cut her hair. It looks like she has a fucking mange.
She cut her own hair?
Uh-huh.
Does she know that the barbers are open again?
Oh, but she said it makes you feel good. Okay, hair will grow back.
I'm glad pitchers are done.
Right.
Go on eBay and get a Flobee.
The suck cut.
Yeah, we've had one for sure. Two is pretty laid back, though every once in a while there's some attitude. Three has issues dealing with her anxiety and spectrum stuff.
Right.
So you got to take a little bit of that with a grain of salt. You know, you got to understand most people who are outside it don't understand and think that we're bad parents because she runs amok. But there are battles you got to fight, man. And some you just let go.
Pretty much.
And I think it's worse with daughters than it is with sons. My brother-in-law says the same thing. I've had family members who have had children from each, and they, same thing.
Yeah.
That the girls are just brutal.
Sounds like a Disney princess to me.
Dude, we even talked about any of our stories. We thought that we were late this week, even though we haven't done anything, and this is the third week.
Let's talk about fat people.
Stop talking about us. No one wants to hear about us.
What do you got to say about fat people?
I love us. We're great. You know what we really love is fast food.
What type of fast food do you like?
Oh, Burger King, McDonald's.
What's greater, McDonald's or Burger King?
Burger King.
What's greater, Wendy's or Burger King?
Burger King.
Really?
Yeah.
Mighty Taco or Burger King?
That's two different types of food.
And now they sell beer.
And now they have beer, so there's leg up. Burger King's fries are better than Mighty Taco's fries.
Mighty Taco has fries?
No.
Okay.
That's the point.
Oh.
Every once in a while, I want one of those cheap-ass McDonald's cheeseburgers with the government cheese and the reconstituted onions.
Now, I don't understand how McDonald's is still the largest fast food outlet, because every person I talk to says that Burger King's better than McDonald's. Maybe it's a regional thing.
Could be.
They're lying. No, everybody loves McDonald's.
I can't tell you the last time I went to McDonald's. I can tell you that last time I went Thursday to Burger King.
Yeah. I love about McDonald's that the chief from Super Troopers is the voiceover guy now.
Really?
Yeah.
Brian something.
Yeah, something. Brian something. That guy. God that's damn cool. It, Big
Brian,
Mac.
Brian Cox?
Yes, that's his name.
Brian Cox.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
He, the one who flipped off everybody at the Bills Stadium?
No. That would be a son.
I doubt they're related.
I do not believe that they are of relation.
Although, I saw Richie Incognito still has a job.
He does.
He's on injured reserve.
So does Jason Witten.
I thought Jason Witten was a Monday Night Football guy.
No. That was 2 years ago. And then he went back to Dallas.
Does anybody on the Dallas team actually play football?
Just the cheerleader.
Shut up. We miss you, Vinny.
Did they get beat by Cleveland yesterday?
They got trounced by Cleveland. Yes. And their progressive spokesman, quarterback.
So what the hell does Witten do?
He's a tight end for the Raiders. He caught a touchdown yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, he's alive? Yeah, he signed with CBS or something like that,
right,
2 years ago and did like two games, and then Dallas brought him out of retirement.
Do you think the Cowboy fans miss Cole Beasley yet?
No.
No?
No. God, no. He'd be six on their depth chart.
Really?
Yeah.
And they still suck that bad?
Damn. Craig's going ham on the Cowboys.
I can.
You're going COVID on America's team, man.
Dallas Cowboys are really America's team? I call bullshit.
I think they
called themselves that and then paid CBS to say it.
Who's America's team, Craig?
Who's America's team?
Who's America's team?
The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
All right. The 1994 Olympic basketball team?
Is that the dream team?
That's the dream team.
I'm against that. I think we've already had this discussion, haven't we? I don't think that professionals should be in the Olympics.
I agree. But when they are,
you'll never, ever get another miracle on ice type of thing.
Right.
Fuck you, man.
Latvia. Fucking Grateful Dead and Latvia. No.
That was Lithuania.
Oh, Lithuania. That's it. Damn it. Fucked it up again.
Latvia, isn't that where the guy from Taxi came from?
Thank you very much.
Yes.
It sank.
God damn, what was his name?
Latka. Andy Kaufman.
Latka. Andy Kaufman. Right.
I didn't watch very much of that show.
Taxi?
Yeah, I didn't watch a lot of it.
Oh, it was a great show.
Was it Judd Hirsch?
Judd Hirsch. Tony Danza.
Like, hey,
Christopher Lloyd.
Hey,
Danny DeVito.
Hey.
Marlo
Henner.
Mary Lou Henner.
Mary Lou Henner. That's
it. Yeah.
Who should have been the first name out of your mouth?
Christopher Lloyd. I said Reverend Jim. That's like a classic character in television. Reverend Jim was amazing.
I could never really get into it. I don't know why. I like Judd Hirsch, though.
Tony Danza.
We said Tony Danza.
Did you? Yep. Right. Are
Tony
you sure?
Tony Danza, tap dance extravaganza.
He's a mess.
What?
Have you seen his new Netflix show?
Mona?
You haven't seen the new Netflix show where he's a crooked cop and his son is a straight-laced cop, plays everything by the rules, and they're bouncing off each other. Yeah, it's terrible.
What's his son's name? Is it Jonathan?
No. I want to say it's one of those singers. Oh, one of those, not Michael Bublé, but singer like that.
Oh, Josh Groban?
Yes.
Okay.
That's who it is.
Samantha?
Oh, Samantha.
Samantha? See, she called the cops the other day?
She said it wasn't her.
She decided they shouldn't be defunded?
Oh.
Oopsie. Defund them tomorrow. Right. Send them today.
Right.
And then it turned out to be a kid with a pellet gun.
Right. And it ended up not being her that called the cops, I thought.
I don't know.
It happened next door to her. But she's glad the police came.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Nobody wants to shoot a pretty girl through a window more than a little kid with a pellet gun.
That's not what he wants to do through that window.
He's shooting something.
Junior, where are my binoculars?
They're in my masturbatorium.
Which side of the house you on?
Oh my God, you named it. Most people just call it the basement, but whatever.
You can't see very well out of the basement. Those windows are really small and frosted.
Badly smudged.
That's not from dog noses.
The dog can't reach the window, but your arc can.
Squeeze your cheeks. You can do it. Focus. Just skip all the stories.
Yeah, really.
Canada Watch. Just jump right,
jump right to Canada Watch.
Yeah, because you're supposed to talk about fast food after that.
Yes.
Recharge. These fries sure are salty.
But they keep your hair from falling out.
What?
It's been scientifically proven.
Okay.
Just ask our president.
Oh, that science.
That science.
Not regular science. That science.
That science. Who was in that show, Weird Science?
The show Weird Science?
Okay, Courtney Cox was in it.
Okay.
But who was the...
I have no idea.
It was a movie.
No, there was
a show too.
Yeah. But no one watched the show.
Yeah, the show was canceled. Misfits of Science, and Courtney Cox was in it, and I can't remember who the programmed girl was.
Can't help you.
I can't remember.
It wasn't Kelly LeBrock?
Oh, it was.
She was in the movie.
She was It was in the television show. I loved that show. It was on Friday nights.
One of my friends.
We need a call in from Howie.
He would know.
One of my friends that we go camping with has a son named Wyatt. And every time I'd look at him, I'd just like, Wyatt, I'm sorry for being such a shit to you for all these years. Then I hit him in the head with a shotgun.
The funny thing about Wyatt is that my aunt had third husband. I had a count in my head. And he had a son. And I go, hello, how are you? I am Wyatt. Every single time. Like, I've met him a bunch of times, but every single time he goes, I'm Wyatt.
He introduces himself every time you meet him. Nice.
Are you Wyatt?
Like, I'm Wyatt.
Weird Science television series. Okay. That had John Mallory, Asher, Michael Manasseri, Vanessa Angel. Oh, yeah. I remember her. She was in Kingpin.
I remember those two. Oh, what?
She was Claudia in Kingpin.
Oh, Miss Claudia.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I wonder if she's on Mr. Skin. Hold on.
Is that the goodbye whore?
Yes. Yes. Miss Claudia. Click. We got to get out of here. There's a shit cloud coming. There's a giant cloud of shit. There's a shit cloud.
I never watched Kingpin.
Oh my God. You got to watch Kingpin.
Really?
Yeah. She's on there.
How apparently. Can you watch, how can you be a bowler and not have seen Kingpin?
No,
and the Big Lebowski.
I own the Big Lebowski.
But you haven't watched it.
I have too. Howie didn't.
Oh. Well, that makes sense. Because he bowls, but he's Howie.
He doesn't bowl anymore. He dropped out of our team. Oh my. Okay, I'm definitely watching Kingpin.
Yeah, Kingpin is phenomenal.
She was in Californication too. How did I miss that?
You didn't read the credits. You saw it. You just didn't know who it was.
Mm. Yeah, if you want to see Vanessa Angel, check out the movie Killer Instinct. Just saying.
Is that like Basic Instinct, but killer?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Speaking of masturbatoriums.
1992. A young lawyer has problems with a case that is being worked on for over a year. The district's attorney's niece helps him by first blackmailing, then plotting murder of the DA. While having a sexual relationship with a young lawyer who eventually discovers the truth about her. Okay, it sounds like it's a softcore Skinamax film.
Nothing wrong with that.
What was the other one with Brendan Fraser and...
School Ties.
No, wasn't School... No, it's definitely not School Ties.
All right, well...
He was only in like four films.
Monkey Bone?
No, where he had made the deal with the devil. Who's the hot chick?
Bedazzled.
Yes.
So are we changing the podcast format to Craig Reed's IMDb creepily?
No. I loved that movie, Bedazzled. It was Elizabeth Hurley, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that was Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser and Elizabeth Hurley. There was somebody acting, and it was Elizabeth Hurley.
But Rich remembers Brendan Fraser more.
Okay.
He was hysterical.
Everybody's got their own preference.
Right. Good for you, Rich.
It's brave of you to come out. Admit that.
Be proud of who you are.
What, that Brendan Fraser's funny?
Okay.
I haven't seen that yet. Brendan Fraser being funny. Except maybe Encino Man.
Encino Man.
Gazungas.
Because he had no dialogue.
When he bites the frog.
Hysterical. The cheese is green and moldy.
The cheese is old and moldy. Where's the bathroom?
Queso es viejo y podrido donde está el sanitario.
You're right, man. 3 years of Spanish in high school.
Never had a lesson. Different movie.
Is Brendan Fraser still acting?
No.
Was he ever?
I actually saw a thing about Brendan Fraser, and it was he's apparently had a severe back injury.
Okay.
So he's no longer actively acting.
I know he's in the last movie I
Except
saw him
for
in
insurance
was
purposes.
Journey to the Center of the Earth. Which wasn't terrible.
It did not do well.
It didn't do well, but it wasn't a terrible movie.
I suppose so.
You suppose so.
I mean, suppose
it's right
so.
In the title. They were literally burying it from the beginning.
Okay. Speaking of retired actors, you see that Rick Moranis got sucker punched?
Yes.
What kind of human being are you to punch Rick Moranis for no reason?
Welcome to 2020.
I know. How could you do that to America's new dad?
He's Canada's old dad.
Because Tom Hanks can't be our dad anymore.
No. Interesting. No, we're not going to get into politics. I'll leave it right there.
Speculation.
Yeah. Okay. We're never going to get any of these articles, but I got to tell you this. We had a kind of a local tragedy here recently when half of Celino and Barnes was killed in a plane crash. Do you know where the most dangerous place to be in the world is?
An airplane.
Between a camera and Paul Cambria.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
Do you remember their original phone number?
Celino and Barnes, your injury attorneys, called 854-2020.
That says it all right there. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul Cambria is all over the news about this. He's all over the news about Stormy Daniels. He's all over the news about John Bon Jovi. Anytime there's a camera and something to do with anything that rhymes with Cambria,
right,
Paul's there. Does it rhyme with television news? I'll be there. He's the Chuck Schumer of the attorney world.
Right. I heard something was happening. What's going on? Where's the camera?
I'm not an ambulance chaser. I'm a news van chaser. They're doing a live remote for a funeral? Yeah, I knew Elizabeth Reed very well.
Hold on, let me just grab one of these little cards so I can get some information on her.
When you play our things backwards, it says Vote Bacon 2022. New York needs us.
New York needs us. Okay. New York can't deal with us. More like it. What's Country Bears?
It was a Disney movie that had Christopher Walken dancing around his boxer shorts.
Oh. My porridge. It's just right.
It was all country music, except for Walken. It was very strange. Very strange. But I got to enjoy 5 minutes of that movie.
There you go. So McDonald's fries keep your hair from falling out.
Oh, shut the fuck up, man. That was my Joe Biden impression.
No politics, Rich.
Well, someone shut this clown up.
This clown. Oh, God.
Why are you wearing makeup?
Why are you looking at me? I'm not wearing makeup.
Our listeners can't tell. So I allege that you do.
Shut up, man. I have beard oil in.
That Saturday Night Live coverage
helps the slide on the mustache ride.
Pee just beads right off it.
It's like Rain-X for my face.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have a lot of editing work to do this week.
It's never going
to
see the light of day.
We're just going to cancel.
We'll try for episode 150 next week. Straight to the vault.
There's been some good stuff in here.
Straight to the vault.
We do have stuff that is in the vault that I've cut out of shows, or there have been a couple shows that it didn't record right, and I've since learned how to use our editing program better so I can retrieve some of that stuff. So there's like 6 episodes that have never been heard. There was 2 episodes before you came in that George and I did by ourselves that are kind of funny, but it didn't record well. There's one we had with David that didn't record well. One we had with you that didn't record well. One after Vinny came that didn't record well. But yeah.
You seem to be the common thing in all of those.
I'm the common all the way.
So it must be you.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. So what's happening in Canada this week?
Fuck Canada.
That's what I say every day.
They're in not fact, even a real country anyway.
We're heading from our hotel this weekend up to see Bolt Castle. And all of a sudden it goes, last exit before toll. I'm like, holy shit, Canada's right here. I get to the bridge where I got to pay the toll. I said, I'm not going into Canada, am I? And the guy goes, no, just don't go past exit 52. So we were at exit 50. So literally I got over the bridge and there's exit 51. I was thinking, fuck, I'm going to Canada? I'll never get back.
It's like right next to the bridge, though.
It is. The guy laughed at me because I don't want to go to Canada. I'll just look at it from over here, from behind this cannon. Amazingly, we're 3.5-4 hours away from home. We're walking around Bolt Castle, which you have to get to. You have to ride a boat to get there. Yeah. There's a wedding going on, so we walked around to the backside, and we're walking up by where the Henry Tower is.
You didn't photobomb the wedding?
No. I look over, and I go, that guy looks a lot like X person I know. He even walks like him. I walk up, and sure enough, it's my buddy from Lockport celebrating his anniversary. Who would have thunk you'd run into somebody like that far away?
And he made it across the moat, too?
Yeah. You ever been there, Bolt Castle?
No. Neither of you got thrown into the oubliette.
The oubliette?
Yeah, the oubliette.
Ooh, that's a fun word. I can't remember what it means.
It's basically a pit full of sticks that you get thrown in.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you're playing pitfall?
Kinda.
Okay.
Kinda.
You get skewered?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like an Iron Maiden, but it's a hole.
Iron Maiden?
Excellent!
That sequel
execute is them!
Suck. Did you see it yet?
No.
Someone said it wasn't
there's
that
bad. There's no yet. There's no yet.
Because that'd be 3, right?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. The third movies are never very good. The second movie's usually pretty good.
The first one didn't need to be made. I mean, let's face it. Keanu Reeves would have come up the ranks through other means.
You just give me the thumbs up. I'll slap it.
You got a problem with Keanu Reeves now?
No.
I got a problem with you saying Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure didn't need to be made.
I said it was unnecessary.
What do you mean it's unnecessary?
It didn't need to be made.
Based on what?
Based on what it came of that.
It's a cultural phenomenon
that they made two shitty sequels of.
Well, you could say the sequels didn't need to be made, but the first movie...
The second one didn't suck. They Melvin Death.
It was ludicrous.
The first one had the French chick from Better Off Dead. She was one of the princesses.
I brought you French fries.
French dressing.
And Fruit Dude. Yeah, I remember Fruit Dude. I get it.
Better Off Dead has been stolen from the library so often they won't even buy it anymore.
Better Off Stolen.
Right. So anyway, what's happening in Canada this week?
Really?
Yeah.
We're going right to Canada.
Dude, we're at an hour.
Good. All right. Well, there's nothing happening in Germany for the record. Apparently, they're not doing anything this week.
Oompa Loompa.
Oh, I lost one of the...
It's Oktoberfest.
It is Oktoberfest.
It will be.
I have to just formally lodge a complaint that there's no Germany Watch during Oktoberfest.
We have next week.
Yeah, it's early in the month. Shit has to happen and then get reported, and then we can talk about it.
What happened at Oktoberfest this year?
Beer and boobs.
Opa!
Only for Tom Hanks.
Siki saki, siki saki, oi, oi, oi. I just chugged a Sierra Nevada.
Why would you do that?
Oh, it's not good to chug those.
You have to already be drunk to do that.
If you go to Sackett's Harbor, go to Sackett's Harbor Brewing Company and get a Battlefield Brown Ale. Don't ask any questions, just do it.
Oh, well, that makes me want to ask questions.
I guess I better drive my tongue.
Guys, I never know.
I had to make a quick weekend drive back up there with my growlers.
There you go.
Because they would,
that good, huh?
No fucking lie. I asked, I go, do you guys sell this? They go, well, if you have a growler. I said, I didn't bring a growler with me. And we're from the Buffalo area. She goes, well, I bet you I could put it in a Ziploc bag with ice. I'm like, what?
Get the fuck out of here. Get away from me. I don't even watch your beer anymore.
The fact that they were going to put it in a bag for me to take home, though, it would have made it home. It would never have made it home.
You'd be drinking that like a Capri Sun.
You still get a straw right in it. What do you got in the bag, son?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Just an empty bag. Well, you said you had to walk like 20 feet.
Yeah, it wasn't very far. I said to my wife, she goes, it's a long walk from dinner. I go, 75 steps. And then included going up the steps to the hotel room.
I could see doing that, though. Like a gallon Ziploc bag.
Oh, yeah.
Put it in one of those six-pack coolers and then put ice around it.
What I should have done
make it a
was
3-hour drive.
Gone into Waterport or Watertown and found a Consumers or something and bought a growler and taking it back.
There you go.
Why don't they have growlers?
I don't know.
What kind of brewery doesn't have growlers?
Right, because I would have bought
half-assed.
One. Yeah. It was more of a restaurant that just happened to brew their own beer. It was actually a higher class brewery than the one that I'm not going to name out there.
The one that stole all your ideas?
Yeah, and it's kind of, I can't stand the atmosphere there. It's too loud.
It's gross.
It's way too
It's gross
loud.
There. I don't like it.
Really?
Nope.
Okay.
I go there to do my baseball drafts. That's it.
Well, you'll be happy to know that.
And for piano things. Was the dueling pianos.
Yeah, that was cool.
It.
There's going to be a homebrew session happening at our winter studios in about 3 weeks. Right after Christmas, we should, well, actually be a little later than that. February, we'll have some good beers.
So I get an entire episode of just homebrewing?
We could.
All right. I was thinking we should do just a drunk episode.
We could do that.
Oh my God, why are we doing a drunk episode right now?
It kind of are.
I mean, I am.
No, we're not.
You guys aren't. Whatever. Bitches. I had two beers. Any hoosers.
See, we've got to have something at a location where we have rides home and spend a couple hours drinking before we start the show.
Right. So, Winter Studios, 7 o'clock, power hour.
Okay.
Start recording.
Draining of cans. Or draining of growlers.
I went through Rochester to try to find some of that Genesee, those microbrews that they have. Still couldn't find them.
No, they'll bring it here.
Well, I've got a new obsession.
Okay, what's that?
Yingling.
Hershey's?
Hershey's.
I haven't had it yet. Have you had it?
Got to find it.
Definitely got to find it.
Got to find it.
Where did you find it?
I didn't.
It's on the internet.
Oh, you
it's
just
making
heard about
a huge deal.
I just saw it. Yeah, I follow Yingling on the book.
Oh, okay.
Have to try maybe consumers. Sometimes at consumers, Yingling ends up on the growler board.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they said last year was the first year of it, and it was just draft. And this year is the first year of bottles.
All right, so we'll see if we can find one.
So we'll have to check it out.
Between now and next Monday, I'll just take a walk through consumers and see what I have.
I wonder if, like, you follow consumers on the book, if they'll just tell you what they have.
Maybe.
I get an email.
Wendy's cousin works there. Maybe I could ask him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
From consumers?
Yeah.
Have they had Yingling Hershey's?
I don't read the email. I just
oh, for Christ's sake.
Scan it for coupons, which they'll have 2-for-1, but it's usually stuff I don't want, which is why they're doing a 2-for-1. They're just trying to unload it.
That's how I got my beer making start, actually. The best thing to do is go get the old Jenny Pounder glass bottles. I have, I don't know, 8 cases of Jenny Pounder bottles in the basement.
You sterilize the fuck out of them, though, don't you?
Hell yeah. Every time. What I do is I use the sterilize feature on the dishwasher.
Dishwasher?
And then when I'm ready to actually put the stuff in there, I get my other sanitizer out and I sanitize each bottle with a brush just to make sure, because it's been in the basement.
Yeah.
And it's had Genesee in it, so.
Exactly. I'm more concerned about the second part.
I don't have any recent emails from them.
I'm a member of the Growler Club. I should check my email.
Well, you guys are just not paying attention.
I'm so poor, I can't pay attention.
Really dropping the balls into the toilet water here.
I can let you know the next time. I can let you know the next time Dix has a flash sale.
No.
Nope. 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 Nope.
Just no. Negative.
How about a Victoria's Secret flash sale?
I wouldn't know anything about that.
It's not his thing.
It goes back to Brendan Fraser.
It's a waste of money.
Actually, I need some golf balls. I need to stack up on golf balls. I bought 2 dozen golf balls.
From Victoria's Secret?
No.
That would be a secret. I didn't know they had golf balls.
Oh! No, but they'll hit your balls for free. It's weird.
2 dozen golf balls didn't last you the entire season?
No, God, no.
2 dozen golf balls don't last me the round. Actually, I was pretty happy. The last time I golfed, I think I lost 4.
That's pretty good.
I'm not complaining about that.
Like, my average round is I'll lose 3 golf balls and I'll use 1 tee.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
The only time I ever use, like, a second tee is if I leave it.
There you go. I see Citra on the advertisement, which is good.
They have Yingling 24-pack cans for $15. Doesn't say anything about Hershey.
Yeah, we need Hershey's. The squirts. The Hershey squirts.
Sorry. This week is buy one, get one free Bitburger Feistbier imported from Germany, allegedly.
Opa!
It's made in a bathtub in Rochester.
By a guy named Klaus.
Keystone Light is on sale. It's actually more expensive than the Yingling. Where do they get off? Where do
they're pounders.
Fucking get off?
They're pounders, I bet.
I don't care.
Keystone, if it's Keystone, it's a pounder.
I don't care. They have to pay me to drink that shit.
Okay, I'm looking at Yingling. The closest place that sells it, are you kidding me, is 208 miles away.
Name,
in Palmyra.
Address. Palmyra?
The Sinkhole Saloon.
Oh, and they're just offering it as an option to drink.
It's $4.50 a 12-ounce bottle.
So I got to drive to Palmyra, have a beer, and then drive back home.
You know what I have? I have this app. It's freaking awesome.
We need retailers.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find now.
That's what this will give you. It's called Untapped.
Untapped.
UNTAPPD. Untapped. And if you have a favorite beer, like I do, every time a new venue gets registered as having that, I get a pop-up. I get a notification. Hey, this restaurant now has your favorite beer on tap.
Horbox got you.
That's correct. So I got a notification that another restaurant started serving it.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm on the beer finder now.
Murphy Brown's in Clarence, as a matter of fact.
Sells Yingling Hershey's?
No.
Because
focus!
I got no results found.
Yeah, I checked the website and put in my zip code and it said, sorry, no results. And the website's bunk. It's total garbage.
Maybe we call them.
Hello, Yingling.
I have it at Clancy's Tavern on Burkhart Road in Dayton, Ohio. Fuck you.
I've been to Dayton. It's not worth it. At least it's not Columbus, though.
My dad once took us to Medina, Ohio, because he thought it'd be cool to go to a place that
was the same place where we lived. You know what's in Medina, Ohio?
Football.
Not a fucking thing.
Football.
So it's like being in New York.
Oh, that's Massillon, I'm thinking.
Now, somebody with the last name Garver, we have some mutual friends with that name.
It's a cousin.
Or cousins. It's Lockport. Your Everybody's cousin? A cousin.
Jim. Yeah, Jim's my cousin.
Yeah.
Has it registered for Untappd at Home, which means they didn't get it at a restaurant. They bought it in bottles. So it's somewhere near here, but they didn't say where they purchased it. Oh, wait. Wayward Beverage. Beer store. Kennett Square, Pennsylvania.
Print out a map quest. Oh, I'm going camping next weekend.
So you won't be here next week?
You might be able to finagle me next week.
Hey, dude, I had a weekend getaway for my anniversary, and I still made it here.
Yeah, but
tonight.
We're not. We're coming back Monday.
Okay.
We're actually coming back Monday.
They can drop you off on the way through.
Nobody's driving that truck but me.
Wayward Beverage is only a 6.5-hour drive.
That's not bad.
Where are you going
camping? As long
camping?
As we can stack up. Just Holly.
Okay.
Someplace close.
So 20 minutes ago, we talked about Canada Watch.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Canada Watch.
Your listening pleasure is Canada Watch.
Smell like pine trees in moose piss.
Canada Watch. Your furry hat matches your furry underpants. It's a design flaw, or you need a trim?
Canada Watch.
Do you smell like beaver dams and old toes?
Canada Watch.
Your uncle looks suspiciously like an elk.
Canada Watch.
Sure does get lonely up there in the Yukon.
Canada Watch.
We have the polar bears and the milk in the bag, y'all. Canada Watch.
Hey, Gord. We still like you, though.
Canada Watch.
A young Edmonton woman has earned international acclaim for an unusual skill. Ava Vogel, 17, can perfectly emulate the movements
perfect cans?
Of a horse.
Oh. What the hell's wrong with you? She's 17.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Her weird talent has... The decidedly bipedal girl jumping in like a horse into the pages of Ripley's Believe It or Not, which is not the Guinness Book of World Records.
Not.
Hey, freak show.
Not is usually what I go with when it comes to Ripley's.
The publication, which details people and events so bizarre that readers might question the claims, scouted Vogel and her jumping talent for its latest edition, which hit store shelves this week. Vogel spends her days galloping through her backyard on all fours.
They asked her how old she was. She went.
You got to give her some credit. She can count faster than that. Her specialty is show jumping. She can leap over vertical beams more than a metry high. Whatever
metry.
She leaps over each obstacle, picnic tables, poles suspended from cinder blocks, her body remaining vertical as her hands hitch up like hooves. The woman was quoted as saying,
"Can you imagine living next door? Hey, Ethel, check out the neighbor girl."
Neighbor. That's incredible.
While unusual, Vogel is not the only one horsing around on the internet. Horse girls like her have gone viral for their videos.
Oh, no, those are illegal in the United States.
Oh, God, those are donkey shows.
Right.
You're thinking donkey shows.
Okay.
There's something equestrian about all of it. Horse girls like her have gone viral for their videos. The trend gained popularity with Ayla Kirstein, a Norwegian girl who amassed more than 8 million views on her most popular horse jumping video. Vogel has since trotted into the hearts of fans across the globe, compiling thousands of views on her videos and garnering attention from websites. The online community of jumpers is tight-knit and supportive and creepy and creepy. I saw other girls online who did it, and I was so interested in it. It looked unique and so fun, and I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, the parents are probably going, "This is the dumbest thing ever," until she hit 8 million views on YouTube and the check rolled in.
She considers it a form of exercise. She says, "It's a great upper body workout, and I've made so many friends all across the world over the internet. It's a whole little community of us out there." The problem is, if she falls and breaks her arm, they have to put her down.
Her nickname's dog food.
See, I think it's horse jumping girls. I think it'd be more impressive if it was girls jumping horses.
That's not legal. Although, if you have any footage, please email Craig.
No.
Water cooler.
No.
Gmail.com.
Nope.
Now, see, that's all like well and good, but she's not wearing a saddle. She's not wearing a bit. So she has a distinct advantage over the horse who's been being held back. There's no little guy riding on her. I want to see her. She's not doing it very authentically is what I'm saying.
Right. To get an equal, like, balanced weight rider to ridey, like a monkey.
She needs a little person on her back.
Like a monkey. Maybe a little person. It'd have to be a very little person.
Yeah, like a mini-me size.
Because horses are like 900 pounds plus, at least.
Okay.
And the average person's like 160, 170 pounds. So if this girl weighs like 110 pounds and you wanted a little person to ride her, you have to weigh like 27 pounds.
Yeah, you math the shit out of that, bud. We'll put a baby on her. And remember, she's got to convert it all to metric.
Metric.
Just so you know, the New England Patriots lost tonight.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, without Cam Newton.
Without. I don't think it would have mattered tonight.
Yeah, that was a tough. How many points did Hilary get me?
All I know is that before tonight's games, I had still had two players to play tonight, and I was up on my opponent by 58 points.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about fantasy football, to be honest with you.
And the Packers are winning. Imagine that.
12 fucking points. I needed him to get me like 80.
Bad week?
Bad season.
Really? I'm first place in my division.
Yeah, good for you. Fuck off.
I think all my luck rhymes with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that's helpful. Remember that awesome draft pick I had of Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Benched him for Joe Burrow. 53 points.
Hey, three of my starting players and then awesome trade.
Yeah.
Who got screwed in that now? That'd be me.
It'd be you. But that's hindsight.
Right.
Like if the season went out as predicted, you would have killed.
Yeah.
With COVID.
Right.
It's the greatest.
How seriously do you think Canadians take their maple syrup?
Oh, very seriously.
A couple of years ago, didn't we have somebody who was bootlegging maple syrup?
Yes.
Oh, they were bootlegging.
Boat. It's a boat.
I'm hilarious.
They have a court case about maple syrup that is going to the Canadian Supreme Court. That's how serious they're taking it.
There's only six of them on that court.
How do they spell supreme?
Well, there's an extra U in it.
I think
supreme.
I've got to wonder what else they spell funky.
The Supreme Court of Canada will hear a case of the 2012 maple syrup heist. Like down here, if somebody steals your maple syrup, man, it's just gone. You go get more.
Yeah.
They make it up there, and they're like, no, we
just
will not
drill
have
into the nearest tree.
Right, exactly. I've got a maple tree in my neighbor's yard. I could tap, and you wouldn't even care. The highest court in the country accepted the director of criminal and penal prosecutions.
I'd tap that tree.
That would be a penal prosecution.
Would.
They accepted a request for authorization to appeal the decision of the Quebec Court of Appeal to reduce the fine issued to one of the thieves. He was found guilty of fraud, trafficking, and theft of 9,500 barrels of maple syrup.
Holy fuck!
A? Holy fuck, A.
I like my pancakes, eh?
Apparently.
Fuck IHOP.
How big is that waffle?
It's truly a Waffle House.
Well, Boost. that was between 2011 and 2012.
Oh, so he worked, put it in his pockets every day as he left.
He worked
dumped it in the yard.
He worked in a Quebec syrup warehouse.
Mon Dieu! Quebec?
Which means he smells
fucking hate Quebec
really bad.
Cigarettes and maple syrup and fish.
And just frog funk.
Yeah, this is the best part. The stolen sap was worth about $18 million.
American or Canadian?
Exactly.
That's before the conversion rate.
Carry the two. $12.50. It was like three bottles of Aunt Jemima.
18 million.
I can't hold that anymore.
Aunt Jemima.
18 million
Canadian
dollars. The Quebec Superior Court, which is all the Quebec courts because they all feel superior, ordered him to pay $10 million in compensatory fines over 10 years, and the Court of Appeal then lowered the fine to $1 million. By removing the restitution order, the amount owed was only 75 cents. Canadian, right?
Right. $171,000.
It's shenanigans. Of course, they're not fucking serious. The highest court in the land will have to determine whether the Court of Appeal erred in reviewing the amount of the victim fine. The maple syrup theft required the mobilization of significant resources from the province's provincial police, the Sûreté du Québec.
Thank God it wasn't the OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Or the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Right. Well, it's Quebec, so, you know, they're not allowed there. Well, it's like going on the reservation.
Their mounts would get all sticky. You can't have that.
10 million gallons? Is that what you said?
I don't remember. I just read, man.
It was 9,500 barrels.
9,500 barrels, 55 gallons in a barrel. Math.
It's a lot of fucking syrup.
Was it I believe, already pasteurized?
I believe that is a Canadian fuck ton.
Fuck ton, bud. You ever?
It's half a million gallons.
Half a million.
18 million Canadian dollars.
Dollars. It's a lot of toonies.
Oh, my God. Anyway, betwixt the syrup and the creepy girl, and Ripley's, believe it or not, that's what's happening in Canada this week.
Do you have a website for us?
I do. I shared it. This is a unique website. I got to say, I have warned you in the past that I'm going to do a website of the week every week. And that means not all of them are going to be the best website of the websites of the week.
Is this the best, though?
This one is niche. Airsicknessbags.com.
Welcome to the Air Sickness Bag Virtual Museum. Museum currently exhibits 3,152 unique bags.
And that's exactly what all it is air sickness bags. Somebody's got a really weird fetish.
Featured bags. Halloween is sickening to God. One can tell a lot about an airline's image from the air sickness bags. Some barf bags are no more than a baggie with a twist tie, while other sick bags could win international design competitions. Are they art? I think so. You decide.
They have, you just see all the air sickness
These
bags.
These are all empty.
Thank goodness.
Yes, they're unused. For the As far as I know, they're all unused.
These bags are all empty, and for that reason, I'm out.
Out.
In a boot.
You can go on here and search for a particular bags with a theme, or owned by a particular person. You can go on here with your air sickness bag collection and swap air sickness bags.
Who told you? With
other air sickness bag collectors.
Who told you about my collection of air sickness
bags? I didn't know it was you.
For a great gift idea, you can get a poster of some of the favorite air sickness bags around.
Yes.
The poster is only $10 plus shipping and handling. They are 24 inches by 36 inches and look absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant.
The patrons of puke.
Yep. Nope.
Yeah. Airsicknessbags.com. You determine whether you think they're art. Let us know what you think.
Now, I want to point out that under visiting exhibits, you can find links to other people's air sickness bag websites.
Dude, there's two pages of these.
You realize air sickness bags are just doggy bags that the food's going the other way.
Does that mean they're reversible then?
Yes.
Can you get one that does both?
Right. One's wax lined, one side.
Well, for that matter, I mean, dogs are not exactly discriminatory. If you hand them a bag, what difference does it make whether it was intended as a doggy bag or if it just became a doggy bag?
Just dump your air sickness bag on your carpet. Your dog will be happy.
I think you're defaming this. I think that is not the intended goal that these people have.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I defaming air sickness bag websites?
The sanctity of the theme.
Sanctity. Okay.
So now we don't talk politics or air sickness bags.
Or art, apparently.
Oh, is it art?
It's art, they say.
Fuck. I apologize then.
That's like,
if it's art, I apologize.
The Metropolitan Museum in New York. You remember the museum piece, the art piece that was the banana duct taped to the wall?
Yes.
The Metropolitan Museum of Art bought it for $150,000, and it doesn't come with the banana. It's a piece of fucking duct tape.
Well, you can change the banana. That's what they were talking about in the article.
Right.
When we read it. The banana's neither here nor there.
Well, in this case, it's not there.
It's just not there.
You'd know if it was there.
$150,000 for a 8-inch piece of duct tape.
Oh, I could do that.
Yeah. It's what's keeping the front bumper on someone's car. How are you going to fill that out on the insurance form? My car's worth $4 million.
Without the banana.
Right. It's artwork. You have to insure it.
That goes in the tailpipe.
It has to have had a banana under it at one time, even if it's holding up your fender.
I'll put a banana on the front bumper. I don't care.
I've heard that about you.
Whatever.
Would you wrap it up already?
Yeah, so airsicknessbags.com is the website of the week, and we're going to leave you with that lovely thought. We'll be back again next week. So for Walden, Rich, and Craig, thank you for listening to Shenanigans.